neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
That Ribbono Shel Olam has a meeting place when he spoke with Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. He says, I will meet with you at Keruvim, the babies. So from here we learn that anytime that Ribbono Shel Olam spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, the sound was broadcasted through the babies that they were placed on Aron HaKodesh. Why Ribbono Shel Olam chose such a patent to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom? To simply, it's obvious that Ribbono Shel Olam, Yishtabach Shmo La'ad, is not imaginable. His greatness, his power, what he is able to do. So in such a character that we can imagine, not physical, Chas V'Shalom, how would you imagine the voice? Very scary, very loud. Like, let's say if the airplane is too close to the city, when it passes by the city, what happens? Breaks all the windows. So, more so about the Ribbono Shel Olam. But here you see such an interesting concept that how Ribbono Shel Olam had such a beautiful patent to pass the voice, filterize it through the babies. You know when like people like to pretend to speak like a baby, how do they speak?
Soft.
Soft. Very soft. Because they want to, you know, create a harmony with the, you know, you cannot speak with them too harsh. You talk like him. You know, you like, look at the structure of the door. If I invite you, please. What do you see in the door? What is it included, the door?
Frame.
It has a frame. What else?
Handle,
hinges, some they have glass, some they have window. How many handles does it have?
Two.
Two?
One inside.
You sure? And let me invite you, look at the bottom of the door. What do you see on the bottom of the door?
Yeah.
Footsteps. So actually it has three handles. There's two on the top, one on the bottom. That's how they open the door. You thought it was two handles? No, it has three handles.
Normal two handles, not three.
So why they use the other handle on the bottom then?
Their hand is stuck with something else. That's why they use this one.
Why don't they use their head?
It's too much energy.
I'm sorry?
It's too much energy.
It's too much energy. Happened to be management courses that people that, you know, that have a problem to control their anger, let's say. So they taught them very, very simple training, such as, for some people, to place things is very difficult. Always they go like this. Have you noticed? They don't place it down. They go like this. Why do they do this? Why people throw things?
No,
sir, wrong. They just, you know, place it. You know, you go like this, huh?
They're trying to save time.
Save time, you know. So now they train them, no, you place things. Don't throw it.
Yeah, because when you place it, you have control in it. When you drop it, you don't have no control, you just throw it.
And then they told them, no, when you close the door, close it gently. Yavash. Close it, yavash. Or the drawer, when you close it, don't slam the drawer. Close it, no, gently.
This is how we could determine something.
But it's very simple, no?
Anger management or not?
It's very simple, no?
Yes.
Don't go like this.
It's simple, but very hard to do at the same time.
So there's three processes. Now just place it down, close the door gently, and then when you close the drawer, close it very softly. One more thing they ask him to do, when you eat, eat with teaspoon, not regular spoon. It's easy, no?
No.
Why? What's the difference between eating with a teaspoon or?
It takes more time to eat.
Say?
Or you put less food in your mouth and it takes longer to eat.
Why, you want more food in your mouth?
Well, some people, they don't satisfy until they fill up their mouth.
Ah, so it takes lots of sacrifice. You have to give so much because you taste a little bit, right? It changed their whole life. Why? Because they realize there's a big difference when you place this down and go like this. Or you use the both handles, not the third handle on the bottom. Although forget about, to clean and that. We're not talking about that. Why? Because our nature here is just want to get it done. But this takes lots of energy. You have to go like this. Go like this. But that's not how you do.
Hold on, you have to open your own classes because I've been to that class. There's nothing like that they teach you. They only see joy telling each other, why
not? So follow this session now. This is a new therapy, so you.
I came much more angry than before going to the
No, but you didn't do what I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
So now you become a whole new character. Why? Because you cannot tell somebody don't blow out. It is no such a thing. Because you have to learn from the base, the actions that you're taking. That has to be managed. When you're able to do that, then the whole system become tuned. But there's no such a thing that you tell somebody, don't get angry. You have no right to get angry. You can't. What is it like? Sometimes you see like there's an air coming out from the screen and then there's a screw there, right? It came loose. Then you turn it and turn it and turn it and keep turning and turning and turning. But it doesn't become hard. Why?
Hard.
It came loose. Yeah. Our system exactly plays the same way. When your character in some area became hard, then there's nothing to do. What is it to do? You have to take it out, make it, put a bigger screw there, right? So what is the bigger screw? That your behavior in other area is very simple. Place it down. Don't throw it. Don't slam the door. Don't slam the kesho. Then you're able to manage the other area. To have sablanut, to have patience. Do not get aggravated. But it starts with a little bitty thing. And that's what we learn. Rosh Hashanah is teaching us, when I talk to Moshe, I pass it, filterize it through two babies. Why? Because that's how it is. Because Moshe cannot understand me. Rosh Hashanah is teaching us, I bring myself down, I pretend like a baby. Because that's how you can understand. It has to be pleasant, has to be enjoyable. I cannot speak to him the way I am or how I can speak. He's going to break all the windows. And that's how it is. That's how we need to train ourselves. It's just a little bitty things. And that takes lots of patience, takes lots of work, but it's worth it. You take the teaspoon, it's going to take you double time. At the beginning, it's aggravating because you don't taste as much as you like. But that's how it is. When you learn, it's not what you fear to do. Don't throw this away. If somebody sitting here is going to panic. This is not it. But there are many things that you throw. But why you throw? Because you get used to it. Get used to it. And how can I stop you? When you learn, the little thingy. Hand things to people. Don't throw things at people. Because when you learn to throw this, you throw everything. Your words, your feeling, your hand. And that's how it is. And that's what we need to work on, to practice. Just a little bit of things. And you see your whole system changes. You become such a pleasant, such a enjoyable, such a company.
But if you just throw things, slam things,
you know, it's very interesting. Sometimes you hear Chazan says, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, B'tnigun. And then somebody says, Hashem Malach, Hashem Malach, Hashem Malach. What are you doing? Is he singing? And then you do your, what? How come you don't follow him?
Yes, that's the whole point. Because you don't believe in harmony. You don't believe I have to match up.
And it's always like this. People sing in one nigun, one tune, then you are in your own tune.
Why?
Because you don't have the patience, you know, to follow the rhythm. Then you go to a symphony, you know, there's 200-300 people there. And that one feels, you know, I'm going to do Sega. It says I'm going to do Doga. Then it's going to happen with the Balagan and Balagan. And that's how it is in life. You have no averance. I have to match. But when you do your own thing, you're in a different olam. All your
character traits, it's davun. It's destroyed.
Why? Because they call it takro. Takro. You only think about yourself and yourself and yourself and yourself. You want to do your own thing, your way. But that's not how it works. The people here match, create harmony. And it takes lots of awareness. Then you have to try to, at home, with other people. You have to be right awake. The Chas v'Shalom would not cause friction. Hashem is like, you
know. You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.